Fed up of flawed robes, driven to distraction and drowning with doom boxes? Tired of living in chaos? Welcome to Decluttering Untangled, how to declutter when you're overwhelmed, ADHD or autistic. I'm going to help you uncover the secrets to decluttering, no matter what hurdles you face. You'll discover how to declutter, de-stress and transform your world. I'm Heather Tingle, reformed hoarder, neurodivergent declutter queen and your guide through the maze of mess. Let's get untangled. Welcome to another episode of Decluttering Untangled. In this episode, I want to explore something that I used to be so guilty of and the impact it has on our homes, and that is saving something for best. Now, when I was younger, I used to save the best bits of the food until last. Really, really bad idea when I've got a small appetite, so I'd end up being too full to finish the best bit that I'd saved. And I really want you to think of that when you think of the things that you are saving for best as well. So in the olden days, a long, long time ago, when my grandparents were around, I remember that they had an entire room that was saved for best. And I never, ever went in that room, never got to go in and enjoy it. So can you imagine a whole room not being used? And not because it was full of clutter, because this room, ironically, was the only room in the house that wasn't full of clutter. But, you know, a beautiful table with ornaments, beautiful glasses, beautiful crockery, never used because it was saved for best. And that's how things used to be. Definitely where I lived anyway, people would have a room for best, as they had company around. But they never had company around. It was, might have been that occasionally maybe, I don't know, used for Christmas, for example, but it was definitely never used for Christmas when I was around. And it's the same thing with a lot of different items in our lives, not just our rooms, but individual items as well. And for me, a little trigger warning here for you, when I had a friend that passed away, it really hit me that we never know what is around the corner. And I don't want anyone to have any regrets of never enjoying your beautiful things. The whole idea of having beautiful things is that you get to enjoy them, not to pass them on to somebody else, not to keep them pristine, not to keep the value, but to keep them and enjoy them for you to enjoy them. So when you've got beautiful things, I really genuinely think you should enjoy them, surround yourself with them and experience them. Many items just ruin without use. So, for example, I used to only wear perfume on special occasions. Now I wear it absolutely every day. And I wear it every day as a treat to myself. And then when it runs out, I put it on a wish list for presents. So I know I'm getting something that's not just worthless tat for my birthday or Christmas. It's getting something I can use every day and get to enjoy every day. And perfume spoils. So if it's not kept in the right temperature, if it's not kept in the right space, or if it's like with sunlight or whatever, it can ruin. And so what is the point of holding on to something that you may never get down and would ruin in the process? Something else that happened when I was younger is I saved a bottle of alcohol for my 21st birthday and I didn't drink it. Now, I am actually teetotal, but what I could have done is let others drink it. Unfortunately, by the time I opened it, a long, 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 long time later, it had corked and it was totally ruined. And so I saved that item all that time, taking up that space to simply be poured away rather than enjoyed it. So as you can tell, I can get on a roll with this one. So one of the reasons why I decided I was going to do this episode was because I posted in our community group about crockery. And it's one of those things that I think everyone's probably at some point had some crockery, whether it'd been handed down to them or it was a wedding present or it was a, I don't know, 21st birthday present or something. So when things like crockery happen, especially when it's an heirloom, for example, there's fear involved. So we're wanting to keep it pristine and we're scared to ruin it. We're scared that it's going to get damaged in some way. But what's the point in keeping something pristine in a box or a cupboard and never for it to be used, and only for that box of dust to be passed down through the generations? Honestly, there's just no point to it. All you're doing is passing on a burden, in all honesty. it's far better to enjoy it and use it every single day for the purpose it was intended for. Now, it was originally bought to be used. Yes, okay, it might have been bought to be used occasionally, but then you ask yourself, how often do you actually get to enjoy it? Because most of the time, it's never is the answer. And someone in the community commented when I posted about this in the group that they have their best and they use it every day and they put it in the dishwasher. And you know what? I absolutely celebrated that because for me, if I had to hand wash it, probably would never happen. So use it. And if it fades, then it's a sign it was well loved and it was well liked. And you know what? That's absolutely okay. I feel that we should all get to the end of our lives with all our favourite things well worn and battered so people know what was important to us and to have created links and memories for those items for ourselves. So one of the things that I've remember from my grandparents was my granddad had his best pen, and I think it was probably a retirement gift. So if you're in the UK, it was a Parker pen. And you know, in the olden days when my granddad was young, Parker was like, you know, prestige. Now it's probably a little bit more every day. But he used to use that pen all the time for writing his checks or checking his pool coupon or whatever it was, and writing letters. And he used that pen, and we knew how important that pen was to him. He didn't keep it in a box in a drawer that we suddenly discovered, you know, when he passed away. We had that link because we saw him use it and we saw how important it was for him to use it. So we got that link, and because we had that link, when he passed away, that got passed down as a really important item. Whereas if it had just been in a cupboard drawer, we never would have known the importance of it. It would have been, oh, it's just a pen, you know, a very nice pen. But it wouldn't have meant anything to us. And I think that's really important that we create those links and those important things that we feel like are special to be seen to be used. And I think also, if we're going even deeper into it, I think there's a feeling of maybe we don't deserve it, that something's too good for us, or we aren't worthy in some way. And sometimes it's the fear over ruining it somehow, and that's our perfectionism kicking in, which we need to reframe. So the easiest way to do that is look at the fundamental use that the item was designed for. So for example, a beautiful dress. That was designed to clothe us. So therefore, you are allowed to wear it to clothe yourself, and that's totally okay. And then think about how using that item will make you feel. So if it's a good feeling, then stop putting that feeling off for some magical day in the future, which may never happen. Now, I used to think that people would judge me if I got dressed up. It's like, who does she think she is? And now I realise actually they don't think it. And I'm happier to do it for myself. And if I'm honest, I really don't care what others think anymore, because I am always going to be my harshest critic. So they will never be as harsh about what I'm wearing as I would be. So if it passed the muster for me, then it's absolutely okay. So get dressed up just because. Wear that red lipstick just because. Put the perfume on just because. Use that really beautiful cup that you were given, or that, I don't know, that crystal glass that, you know, have your orange juice in it in the morning, you know, make it part of your routine to enjoy the items. Because I think one of the biggest takeaways I got from decluttering is the realization was it is just stuff. And you don't want to just pass that stuff on someone when you're no longer here for them to have to deal with and most likely put in a skip or just send it all to charity. It's far better to use it. So I used cups that I'd bought when I was abroad that really meant a lot to me. And yes, one of them, or maybe even two of them, have got broken. And it actually didn't upset me as much as I thought it was going to, because I'd got to enjoy them every day. I genuinely feel that it would have hurt more if they'd been in a cupboard somewhere and just accidentally got broken than it did for me using them every day and then the handle dropping off. Like, that hurt a lot less for some reason. I was able to separate the fact that it was just a cup and it didn't remove anything from my life. So there's so many things that you can save for the best, and I really want you to look differently. Underwear. I'm a big advocate for wearing the gorgeous underwear every day. Wear your best. Don't wait for a special occasion or a special person. Wear it for yourself. If it makes you feel good, get it on. Plates and crockery, don't just keep them in boxes gathering dust. have the special occasions, make them a special occasion being, I don't know, a day with the letter Y in it, you know, make that the special occasion. Glasses, same, perfume, dresses, alcohol, anything like that. So before you're tempted to save something for best, ask yourself, why? Why are you saving it? When will you actually enjoy it? What occasion will be good enough for it? And consider enjoying it now. Now, there is a new feature on this podcast where if you go into the show notes, the top of the show notes, it says that you can text me and let me know your thoughts on this episode. And honestly, I would love to hear what you're going to stop saving for best. If you fancy that, send me a message. So I hope that's given you a few things to think about. It's not always going to be easy because that perfectionism and fear is so deeply ingrained for us because we put so much emphasis on things and we put, I don't know what the word is, we put so much emphasis on it because everything is sentimental to us. But honestly, when you realise it's just stuff and you should just use it for the purpose it's intended so you get to enjoy it, that's what I want you to get from today. So remember, be kind to yourself. You're not alone. Keep untangling. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of Decluttering Untangled. If you found anything that I've said today helpful, please do me a favour. Hit that subscribe button or leave me a review. It's like receiving a virtual high five that keeps me going and lets me know that I'm helping real people out there and I'm making a difference. Please remember, you're not alone in this. I'm building a community of fellow untanglers over on Facebook. Just visit the show notes for the link to my free decluttering community. So until next time, remember, you're not alone, you're not lazy, you can untangle your life.